Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's talk to a legend. Mr. Brandon Graham, of course, is here in studio. He's got that, let me make sure I got the right hat. Is that NFC Champions hat? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, Brandon, congratulations to you, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Hey.
God bless you, Brandon. Hey. It was what an accomplishment by the team.
I know you was happy.
Yes.
First person I thought about was you.
Dude, April 1st, I predicted it. I predicted it April 1st.
I don't think about it.
And then I said April Fool's Day. Please, I don't really think so.
I know you did.
No, Brandon, listen, how does it feel to be, you know, God, you guys are back in the Super Bowl, man.
Man, I mean, I don't take this moment for granted. I'm enjoying the whole moment, as you can hear my voice.
Yeah.
I mean, man, just been screaming and yelling just because I just know how much we went through this year just to get there. We ain't going there just to go. We going there to win. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, man, we already there. Nah, man, boy, all that hard work, get here. Let's go. Now let's go take it.
So you really feel a difference.
Oh, man.
Compared to 57.
Well, 52?
Sorry.
Well, both of them. How do they compare and contrast?
I'm thinking back to 57.
Yeah, 57. Okay.
The one we lost.
Yep.
You know, that feeling, I can't imagine the guys who were there that you're holding on to that. You know that's guiding this process to some degree.
Yeah.
You know, you learned by losing, right?
And you said a key thing right there. You learn. So now, going into this game, it's just more of like, we got to finish the game. Because we knew coming out, we was like, man, this is a big third quarter stop that we need to have, and it didn't happen. And so in that moment, I feel like the next time around, we're going to be ready for that moment. You know what I'm saying? And so it's so many different things that happened in that game. The field, if I got to do it over, I'm not talking about the field no more. Move on, y'all. It is what it is. The field is what it is. Let's go. Give your mind. Like, it's just so many things that I learned in that game that I was like, I'm not going to let eat us alive while we playing the game. It's like, whatever the conditions is, whatever it is that's going on, hey, flush it, next play. And so I think we do a good job of that already, but that's what kind of creeps up in those big moment games like that, because stuff gonna happen. And as we know, this the Super Bowl. Yeah, we know, but it's just another game. Once that ball is kicked and then it's a touchback and the offense, defense go down, man, it's game time. It ain't nothing nobody can do to save you from what's about to happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you got to keep your mind focused. So I'm excited, man.
Wonderful.
We got a really good team.
Brandon, it's so good. You know, obviously, you know the deal. I mean, everyone's wondering if you're going to play. We're all rooting for it. Brandon, we have this thing called, Seltzer, what's this called? Let me pull out my piece of paper here. Oh, yeah, the Twitter poll question of the day.
Ah, that's what it's called.
Let's see here. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet.
What's it about today? Is it a topical?
Because, John, here's the way I think of it. We could ask Brandon if he's going to play, but the thing about a poll question is there's only yes or no. So Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. I'm going to try, John. Here we go. Brandon Graham, today's Twitter poll question. Do you think that guy, Brandon Graham, is going to play in Super Bowl 59? A, yes. B, no. Notice there's no C. There's no we'll see. It's A, yes, and it's B, no. Brandon, what do you, all jokes aside, what do you think, man?
You know what I do? I scroll right past that question right there. Hey. Don't even jump in it.
I want the truth. I want the truth.
I know you do.
I want the truth.
We all being patient right now. That's all I'm doing.
Is it? All right, so it sounds like, tell me if any of this is wrong. There is a real chance you could play, but you need to test it out and kind of see where things are. Is it fair to say you don't currently know if you will play, that it could go either way? Is that a fair way to put it?
That's a fair way to put it. That's all it is. And so I'm just, you know, just being patient, seeing what's really going on. But I know for me, man, regardless, I'm excited just to be going to help the guys, man. Whatever my role is in this game, I'm going to make sure I maximize it.
Is it a matter of physical strength? Is it a matter, like, what are the checkpoints that a doc would say to the team, yes, we can trust that he'll be good enough to be ready to go? Is it getting the strength back? Like, what is the checkpoint you got to pass?
That's right now is just, coach, he just want to see it, want to see what's going on. I don't really see my doc as much. I just be with the therapist and make sure that we working every day. And once I see him and we talk, he give me a real one, real one.
When you say you're working with a therapist every day, you're out there going through football specific type movements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that seems
lifting weights, doing different movements with my, just see how it feels.
Yeah,
everything's been checking out. But
it sounds very encouraging
that you've been doing
movements that you will be doing in the game while rehabbing, and you haven't. I'm assuming you haven't suffered setbacks at this point.
I haven't had too many of those. It's just really what Doc says, and you know, just my chances, and that's all. And I'm happy just to even be in this conversation of Super Bowl. We ain't done with the season, but if I can help or help in another way, it's all good. Either way,
good for you, man.
My mind was already, I was already done, but I was planning as far as working. Like I can come. So just know, whatever happens, I'm excited regardless.
Well, we're so happy for you, Brandon. I mean, we're happy for the team. We're happy for you on a personal level that your team is back in it, and we're happy for you that you got a shot.
Yep.
You know, because let's be real. I mean, James, when Brandon got hurt back in what, early December?
Oh, we thought it was over.
We thought you were done.
Yeah.
You know, we did. We thought that was it, and we also thought that might be it.
Yep. And also, I mean, like, we hoped, but we didn't know we would have this extra time to get to the big game, you know? Like,
and then Detroit getting clipped helped, and, you know, home field advantage and the
whole
thing.
You got 12 more days, Brandon, to get ready.
Hey, we working.
Good for you, man. All right, let's get some calls in here. BG in studio with us, 215-592-9494. We're going to get, coming up shortly here, to some audio of Jordan Mulata, excited, during Saquon Barkley's run to start the game the other day. It's cool audio of a giggly,
you definitely,
I guess,
want to hear this audio.
Mulata.
It's fun.
He's really happy as Saquon's bursting out there. So we'll get to that soon. Let's get to Jack in Doylestown right now. Jack, good morning. You're on with Brandon Graham, buddy.
Good morning. How are you doing, BG?
Good morning, man. Feeling good. Feeling good, baby. We in the Super Bowl.
Looking forward to seeing you play again, hopefully.
Yes, sir.
On my way down to Florida, went to the game Sunday, and I just crossed over to the Florida line. I'm heading down to Fort Lauderdale, being a snowbird, but I have a big question for, I guess, all you guys. Eagles seem to have gone old school with the running game. I'm wondering why they don't put Jalen under center more often and really rely on the play-action pass a lot more, because they seem to do it this year. It seems to be working really, really well.
Yeah,
so why are
I'd
we not-
say so. I mean, I think, didn't we start the last game under center, play-action?
He switched to it,
Right out of,
I believe so.
Right out the gates.
I'll answer the question this way. I think there's two primary reasons they don't do it a ton. One, I think Jalen is very used to the shotgun and comfortable with it. So I think that's the primary reason.
Well, I think that is it.
Yeah, Jack. I think that's the primary.
The offensive coordinator is asking him constantly, what do you like this week? What do you like here? What do you like in this situation?
Sure.
And if his answer is always, well, I like this play with this route combination when I'm in shotgun and the back's offset, because I like the options that gives me in terms of getting to this versus man, getting to this versus zone. It sounds like it's just a comfortability.
Well, so Jack, I'll give you, I think comfortability is the main thing and he's most familiar with it, but I think there's a second critical point here. So I'm pretty damn sure I'm right about this. I think it's a lot easier, and Brandon, tell me if I'm wrong. I think it's a lot easier for a quarterback to run, and Jalen's running is a huge threat, to run from shotgun than to run from play action pass where you're under center, you put the ball in the belly of the back, now you drop back. Now, sure, you can hit A.J. Brown down the field, but you kind of lose, like you have to bootleg it out.
Well, you lose sight.
You lose time, you lose
defense.
Sight, you got to spin around. Like, you know, when Jalen Hurts runs, other than the plays where it's traditional passing plays, and he runs because it's a scramble on a play that takes time and he starts moving. I mean, the design runs, you got to hit it fast. And that's why I think shotgun lends itself to that. I think that's the theory. Jack, give me an answer here, my man. Obviously, the Eagles got a second chance against Kansas City. Who or what also got a second chance?
This guy's a triple burger. He resurrected his career multiple times. Richard Nixon.
Yeah, Richard Nixon. Well, certainly for president he did because he ran in 60 and barely lost and then won in 68 for sure. 215-592-9494. Is that a fair assessment, Brandon, the way I framed that, that it's easier to run from shotgun than play action, right?
It is. I mean, the vision of, is always the factor. And then you got to be comfortable in whatever you're trying to run it.
And think about how uncomfortable that would be. Just think for a second.
That makes sense.
You're the quarterback. You got BG coming off one of the edges.
Right.
And you're going to start under center. You're turning your back on that defense while you're, you know, faking the stretch.
You can turn your back to pass, but not to run.
The aiming point of the back is the outside cheek of the tackle. Mm-hmm. So you're running to try to, you know, cut him off.
Can I ask you a question?
At the pass.
Did you just reference either Jordan Mulata or Lane Johnson's ass cheek?
Yes.
Like one cheek, not two.
The outside
Which
cheek.
One were you thinking about, Mulata's or Lane's?
I was thinking about Lane's because I was thinking it was going to the right.
This guy, Brandon, is good stuff. All right,
Lane's right cheek.
Let's listen to Jordan Mulata. Speaking of one of the tackles, so Mulata was really excited. We all were, obviously, a Saquon burst out there on play one, and what a run. You'll hear Jordan Mulata's excitement as Saquon got going. Just listen to the laughs and the joy in Jordan Mulata's voice. So good. So good. So, Brandon, three of us here, James, Ree, and I, we don't know what that feels like. We hear that and we enjoy that. You know, we get behind the curtain. You and John know what it's like when you celebrate with your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something happens cool in the field. I mean, the great moments, something like that. It's got to be so special for you.
Man, you know what? It's that moment of, like, excitement where you want to cry. Because it's like, man, all this work is happening. Just hearing Jordan right there, that's what it sounds like, something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just, the work that you got to put in every day. I mean, you know what you got to put in on this.
No, this is nothing compared to you guys,
but
man.
I'm saying the behind-the-scenes stuff y'all do, I mean, people don't know. Like, you never knock nobody's job until you do it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
Stuff like that, you know? But just the hard work paying off, that's that moment right there. Like, Saquon, I'm happy you came here because I know.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football wasn't as fun for you, and I'm glad that you can get that back, and we can help you.
So you're gonna play? You're gonna play in Super Bowl 59?
Hey, look at you!
Well, I like what you did there, sliding that in. Clever.
I had that prepared. That was part of the preparation process. Come back to it 3, 4, 5 times. Break him down. Now we're
that feeling makes you realize what it means when you hear about women lifting like a car off their baby, like that adrenaline rush that they must have had. Like I feel like I got that. I feel like I got that from. From you in the stands, from the link, from the focus, from the vibe, from the feel that everyone gives this team. Like you grant the team the power to do these things, and it really does. It gives you more strength, more
awesome. Love it, man.
Ability,
roar of the crowd. For
yes,
sure. Yes,
the roar
of the crowd
augments you.
Well, there was a player. I think it was Mahomes or Josh Allen. One of the guys scored a touchdown the other day. Maybe it wasn't one of them. And you could tell he knew from the crowd it wasn't a touchdown. It was whoever the home team was. There was a penalty.
What happened in the Eagles game, wasn't it?
Maybe I'm thinking of that. Was it Hurts?
I think it was Hurts. Hurts scored the touchdown. It was the rushing touchdown. And he scored and he like turned around and he knew that it was coming. It was a holding.
Because there was no roar.
Yeah, anyway. It was Landon Dickerson. A hold on Dickerson.
Okay, got it. All right, let's go back to the phones as we get ready for Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 59 in 12 days. Brandon Graham with us right now. Let's talk to Matt in South Philadelphia. Matthew, good morning, pal.
Hey, good morning to the best show on radio.
Thanks.
Well,
man.
You're very kind. You. Thank you, pal.
Good. Brandon, I'm going to say this to you. You better come back and get that second ring.
Hey, man, we working,
you
baby.
You play to lock up that win for us. We need your presence on the field badly. So I'm
maybe another key strip sack. No big deal.
Maybe.
You know?
That would
maybe
be optimal.
How about,
yeah.
Hey, Matt, how about this fact real quick? No Philadelphia athlete. And you and Lane and
Rick Lovato and Jake
Elliott have a shot. No Philadelphia athlete with two rings here since the Flyers of the mid 70s.
It's crazy.
50 years, guys.
Yeah, it's crazy.
50 years. Doc won one, Schmidt won one.
That's amazing. That's pretty wild.
Moses won one.
That's about to
Cole Hamels won one. Like, you got a shot for two, Brandon. Anyway, Matt, I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
All good. So back on like the New Orleans thing, everybody's asking how to say it. This is the way I would think to say it.
Yep.
If you're in New Orleans, you say, I'm in New Orleans. If you're going to New Orleans, you say, I'm going to New Orleans.
That's I don't know.
How I look at it.
We're going to get Brandon's assessment here. Matt, give me a big time answer. Who or what got a second chance?
Real quick, before I go, I just got two things to ask. Please. I was on hold an hour.
Sure, go for it.
If we do not win this Super Bowl, are we the best team to not win?
I'm sorry, say it again. If they don't win the Super Bowl, what?
All right. If the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl this year, are we the best team to not win a Super Bowl? I really
no,
feel
no, no, no. I'd say the Patriots in 07.
Yeah, they were undefeated.
Okay, true. Yeah. All right, second thing real quick. A slogan. Since these Chiefs get all these flags and all these calls going their way, as everybody says that they do, right? We need to make it too big to rig. Too big to rig.
That's pretty good, actually. This is too big to rig, man.
I can't do that.
All right. I get it.
All right. And my second chance would be Andy Reid leaving the Eagles.
Yeah.
To a new fresh start.
Not a winning answer today, buddy.
He did. He did.
Problem.
All right,
no
Matt.
Problem.
Excellent phone call, man.
Go Birds.
Call again when you can.
Matt.
Go Birds. What a great call. 215-592-9494. By the way, time's yours. I don't know how this is possible, but Wechter tells me we're a little short on time's yours calls for today. I don't get it. Eagles made it Super Bowl 2 days ago. So if you get a chance, call the time's yours line with your excitement and anticipation for the game. Maybe you just want to stick it to me on the Hurts front. You know, if you want to, John, I'm sure that'll entice people to call. You know, tell me how wrong I was. Go for it. Time's
that,
yours
that has
line.
Been cathartic. But, you know, I don't think that you have been skewered enough. And
well, that's
I
why I'm giving people a chance
don't.
Here. I'm giving people a chance.
I welcome that. I welcome that. But I don't think you've been contrite enough. Like,
well,
I don't think that you've been in any way.
Brandon's ready to pounce.
Apologetic.
I ain't gonna do nothing. I'm gonna let you. We let you have it last week.
But here's the Times Yours line number. Get some good calls in. 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500 for Times Yours. Let me present some to you, Brandon. You're the only player on the team that I personally know. Mm-hmm. And so you're the guy to present this to. You may remember when we were kids, NFL Super Bowl winning coaches used to be carried off the field. Mm-hmm. And then for whatever reason, the tradition stopped. I have no idea why. I feel like it was late. I think Mike Holmgren in 96 might have been the last guy. I mean, I thought it was a great tradition. Coach wins, lift him up. He's the general. He's won the war. Lift him up. Carry him to center midfield. Lower him to shake the hand of the opposing coach who's the loser. I loved it. I am telling you, I think Nick deserves it. If you guys win, and I'm just encouraging you to consider it, man, because I think it would be a phenomenal visual, especially with how hard the town was on Nick.
Hey, man, let's go do it.
I don't know.
That's a good.
Right?
Is it the right thing, though?
Hell yeah,
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's the right thing.
Yeah. You think Nick wants lifted up?
Doug deserved it, and Nick deserves it. I mean, if you got
both of y'all, I'm just like,
I don't know.
Like, y'all, okay.
I don't know that. Nah. The coach always wants to be lifted.
Listen.
Nick
Sirianni, with all the crap he dealt with around here, doesn't on national TV with 300 million people. Is it 300 million around the world? We got 7 billion. Yeah, let's say 300 million are watching around the world. You think he doesn't want buddies, his old girlfriends that dumped him, his kids, who he was ridiculed at the press conference, his parents, his high school football coach, Joe DeCamera, who was critical of him. Yep. You think he doesn't want the whole world to see him hoisted up?
Yes, it's possible.
And carried...
He doesn't want the whole world to see him.
Oh, you're as wrong as wrong can be.
He's wrong on that one because Richie wants you too, probably. He wants to be like, I heard you too.
Yeah. Brandon, John said a lot more about Sirianni than I did.
I know, didn't Siri for
a
real.
Lot
for
more. Real.
Do you think that he would, it just feels like he would be like, deflect it, give it to the guys. I just feel like that way. I feel like he would be.
Did you see him get,
turn it to my
Gatorade poured on him? You see him, the Gatorade? He didn't fight that. If he would have fought that, then maybe I would agree. But he didn't fight that.
So, Brandon, here's what I'm thinking. You, cold. I mean, the big guys, Jordan Davis, Mulata, Becton, a couple of you guys, bigger dudes.
Oh yeah, that's gonna
just,
be
just spread the word to your teammates. That's my request.
It's gonna feel like a seat with him and Jordan together.
That's a good point. Hey, football fans! For those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.